There's got to be some sort of control on Facebook. Yesterday, my friend posted a picture of their kid who accidentally bit down way too hard on their tongue and, like, cut it severely, like a gash. And they took a picture of it while they were sitting at the doctor's office and then posted it.
You can't say one thing.
Yeah, that's true.
You post gross pictures of your injuries. Look, I cut my toe.
Look, I got hit
disgusting.
By a ball.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
I never show the wound, though. It'll show like it wrapped up or me with an ice pack.
No.
You show the bruise.
Gross pictures before.
There's got to be a rule on something that's that gory that when you scroll down, it doesn't immediately just pop up. You should have a 5-minute like standby. If you want to see
you
this.
Can't say anything about it. You really can't.
You're breaking your own rule. That
I can't believe
made
you
up.
Brought this up.
I'm not that guilty.
I
would never post something that gory.
Was it really bad?
Even just pictures of your feet, and it's gross.
Yeah, that is gross.
Yes.
I'm sick of seeing the feet in the beach in the background. I'm just, no, it's gross.
That one, would that be, if you had to make a Facebook rule that everybody had to abide by, what would be your rule?
Yeah, just 0 feet.
How about
I was afraid of feet when I was a kid.
Oh.
I really was.
Oh. They're coming again.
They're so big.
No politics. We won't even get into it, but that'd be my rule. No politics. That'd be great. A Facebook with no politics.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. Or somebody that posts something that asks a question that they could have simply just Googled. You know? That fast.
Have you seen that Let Me Google It For You? That's perfect.
Yeah. Most of the stuff I just ignore, just put people on snooze for a while if they're over the top with it. That's what the snooze button's for.
So if Dana doesn't get back to you immediately, you know that you've annoyed her with some dumb question on Facebook.
She didn't even think I'm on Facebook.
All right. So if you could put out, if we could create our own list of rules today that everybody in Central Florida had to follow when it comes to Facebook, what would your rule be?
Good morning, guys. So my rule would be no more chain letters or game requests.
So annoying.
It is. You know, I don't have Messenger on my phone, so that little notification saying I have messages waiting for me, you know, I'm thinking, oh, someone's, you know, writing to say hello. When I go on my computer, to check, and it's like 5 Candy Crush game requests, and I'm like, oh, my God.
One of those is from Jay.
Yeah, there's a good chance it is me. Even I don't send those. I'll just pay the 99 cents so I don't annoy people. But yes,
it's worse.
I agree. That's, so annoying.
That's funny. Or the chain letter that'll tell you, oh, if you don't send this to 10 people, I don't know.
Bad things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, I'm not even going to open this.
I reply, I'm like, right back at you. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Have a good morning, Carolyn.
You too, guys. Thank you.
Hey, Micah, what about you? What do you think should be banned?
I think telling people how to feel about something that they have never experienced for themselves should be banned.
All right, give me a recent example.
Let's say a man telling a woman how to feel about childbirth.
That's a wrong move right
there. Yes, on Facebook or off.
Yeah, just period. It applies to everything, whether it becomes sexes, race, anything, even height. If you're tall and you don't know what it's like to be short, don't give advice on how it is to be short.
Micah
Fair enough.
Has spoken. Thanks, man. Have a good morning.
Thanks. Have a good morning.
Bye. Bye.